Yesterday was the first day of former Sheriff Joe Arpaio's criminal contempt of court trial. Jimmy Jenkins was there at the federal courthouse in downtown Phoenix, and he joins us now. So, Jimmy, what did you hear?
Well, we started with opening statements from the government and defense attorneys. The government is basically using Arpaio's own words against him. Lauren, you and I both know from working in this newsroom that we used to get emails from the sheriff, Arpaio, that is almost every day, like sometimes twice a day, you know, basically bragging about his latest enforcement activities. Well, a lot of those news releases showed up in the government's opening remarks.
Oh, can you give me some examples of that? What kinds of statements did the prosecution bring up?
In one, he said he served no president or governor. He said nobody's higher than me. And there were many statements where he bragged about continuing to fight illegal immigration. So what they're trying to show is that Arpaio knowingly violated a judge's order to stop his immigration patrols.
So how did the defense respond to that? Was it keeping with the argument that, yes, the enforcement continued, but Arpaio was not intentionally violating the court order?
Arpaio's attorneys came out and said this is a guy who has decades of law enforcement experience. He would never knowingly defy a judge's order. So they're saying he was simply doing what he thought was in compliance with the law and with the order.
So what was the scene around the courthouse? Were there people gathered in either support of Arpaio or protesting him?
It was surprisingly low-key. You'll remember at the civil trial, there was a lot of attention. People had to be seated in waves. Yesterday, there were a few protesters outside at the courthouse. Rob McElwain of Phoenix, he's a longtime Arpaio court watcher. He was standing with a poster he made that said, "Arpaio is contemptuous."
Well, my interest is in seeing some justice. It's about time that the court, the federal system, did something to demand justice for the people that have suffered due to the lawbreaking of Joe Arpaio.
So what are you expecting to hear today?
The defense is still cross-examining Tim Casey. The government called him as their first witness yesterday. He's Arpaio's attorney from a previous case. It's basically his job to take legal decisions and break them down for the sheriff's department, explain them to them. So on cross-examination, the defense is basically trying to show that he didn't do a very good job of that, of explaining things to the sheriff, and so therefore the sheriff didn't fully understand the order.
Did that seem true? Was he giving the sheriff just bad advice?
Well, in his words, he talked with the sheriff's top people right after this injunction came down. He sent out an email saying, highlighting areas that they needed to comply with, especially ending the immigration patrols. Then he said he had several conversations with the sheriff about the order, and he told him in plain language that he could no longer detain people for immigration violations. And he said the sheriff definitely understood him, and he told him it wasn't a problem because they weren't doing that anymore. Of course, we know that's not the case. They still were.
All right, lots more to come on this. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks.
My pleasure, Lauren. Thank you.